Today was a worse Monday than usual. Of course, I'd have quit this damn job long ago if it didn't mean that I got to see you every day, but it's worth it. Even with Dan's constant nitpicking. By the time I was done working, I was absolutely exhausted, and the only thing even keeping me going was the thought of seeing you on the way out. And then I was going to go home to my lonely flat and dreams of a life with you that I could never have. Came round the corner with a smile already fixed to myself, telling myself to act casual, as usual, and not make a big deal about anything, but I stopped halfway when I heard you sniffle. That sound goes right through me. I have two younger sisters and I can spot the sound of a female crying from 10 paces in a darkened room. I hesitate, but I can't help but finish my course to your desk. Your back's to me and your hair up today in pins, your head down on your arms and your shoulders shaking. Before my mind makes a decision, my body's just decided for me already. I find myself crouching by your chair and my arm around your shoulder as I turn you into my arms and a hug. I feel horrible that the feel of you against me, even when you're crying, sends a thrill through me. I'm surprised to feel you burrow into my neck and your arms coming up to wrap around me and hold me close. I open my mouth to ask what's wrong, but you beat me to it. I feel your breath against my throat. Today's my last day, you say. And I'm shocked. Beyond shocked. You're a great manager for the office, and I know that nobody else of your talent would be willing to work for what they pay you. No, I protest. Why? What happened? I try not to notice the fruity smell of your shampoo. You lean back from me and I see your eyes are streaming and your nose is adorably red. You dash the tears with one hand, meeting my eyes firmly. Dan, you say simply. I told him that I wasn't going to date him one too many times, I guess. You nibble on your lip. Can't stop my eyes from straying to your mouth. We'll do something, figure something out, I say, my mind working. I've just got to do one thing, and then this whole building can burn down for all I care. I look up, surprised, just in time to see you leaning in, and you press your soft lips to mine in the sweetest kiss. I'm surprised enough that it steals my breath. My lips part in a gasp and I feel you moan into my mouth as you lace your fingers into my hair and lean forward for more. Finally, gasping yourself, you pull back and look carefully at my face. I've no doubt that I look as stunned as I feel. And slowly you start to smile. Brush your knuckles across your cheeks. Did you like that as much as I did? You ask quietly. Yes. I manage at a loss. Still feeling the press of your lips to mine, frankly. You blush, turning your face away. I should have done that a year ago, you finally say. You wanted to kiss me a year ago? I'm stunned. From the first time I saw you, you say. I blink at you. I wasn't sure if you liked me too, you continue. I stare at you with my mouth open. Wanting to say so many things that they all collided and I couldn't say anything at all. You meet my eyes and slowly break into a smile. Your fingers toy with the top button of your blouse as you glance at the door to the back. Your fingers unfasten the first two buttons, revealing plum-coloured satin and lace. "Would you like to join me in the bathroom?" you ask, standing from your chair, your tears far forgotten and mischief in your voice. Still in a daze, I nod. "Let's go." You eagerly pull me down the hall and into the large bathroom, snapping the lock. I know I've never been this forward, but if this is the last time I see you, I want to make it good. You finish unbuttoning your shirt and begin to work on mine. "And maybe," you say, sinking slowly to a crouch and your fingers on my jeans. "If I do it well enough, you'll ask me out for a drink." You look up at me, desire clear in your eyes as you slip a hand into my underwear and gently stroke my cock. I can't stop myself from a groan when your other hand hikes your skirt up and dips into your lace panties. You grin, freeing my erection and leaning forward to kiss lightly on the tip. "What a pretty penis," you say a little teasingly, and lean in to take it in your mouth. "Oh, God," I gasp as your hot lips close gently over my cock, sliding down as you suck me deeper into your mouth. You try to keep your eyes on mine, but they dip closed in pleasure as you start to work on my shaft with your tongue, an eager moan of your own vibrating along my nerves as the wet sounds from where you're rubbing your clit makes it hard to concentrate on anything. Your eyes drift back open and the sides of your mouth turn up in a knowing smile as you start to lick and suck in earnest, cupping with your tongue and pressing me against the roof of your mouth for delicious texture. Your whole body shivers and I see goosebumps spread across your chest, where my eyes keep glancing to your bra. Your breath is quick and you suddenly tense completely and drop my cock from your mouth as you cry out, "Coming." You rock back on your heels, panting. Little shivers still racing over your body. "Oh, you sound a little shaky. I hope you're not regretting this." That was amazing. You give a throaty little laugh and stand up in front of me, guiding me back so I'm leaning on the sink console. Watching my face, you kick your panties off and rub your body against mine like a well-satisfied cat, kissing my neck and sending my thoughts scattering again. You hold me close to you with an arm around my neck and the wet hand that was so recently playing in your own sex comes up to stroke and tickle along my erection before taking a firmer grip. You bite your lip as you look at me intensely. "Will you come for me, baby?" You rub your chest against mine. "On me. I'd love to feel you come right on my bare tummy." Your smoky voice leaves no doubt that that is exactly what you want. You stroke my cock in your hand, pressing against me so I can feel the soft skin of your stomach against me as you go on tiptoe to kiss and nibble on my earlobe. Fuck. Overloaded, overwhelmed, I come, jerking in your hand with each volley, coming on your flawless skin as you keep your eyes on my face. You stop just at the right time and kiss the curve of my jaw. I catch my breath and wrap my arms around your waist, burying my face in your beautiful hair. I clear my throat. "Would you perhaps like to get a drink?" "I would love to," you say.